I think when it comes to stewardship, many people don't understand it. When I was doing my research for today's sermon, I came across some talk about Dr. Brian May, who was the lead guitarist of Queen. Have you guys ever heard of that rock group? Yeah? Well, they had a song that was popular years ago called Bohemian Rhapsody. Have you guys ever heard of that song? Okay, it was really popular. And then it actually came back because there was a movie called Wayne's World where it was featured, and suddenly it got back up to the top of the charts. And the guy, Brian May, who wrote it, was recently interviewed by NPR about his experience of writing the song. He was told it was a great song, but it had very strange words. Does anybody know some of the words in it? You remember? What? Yeah, right. It's called Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? Right, there's something like, something very frightening. Yeah, right, anyway. But everybody asked him, hey, you know, Brian May, there's that word in your song, Scaramouche, Scaramouche. What does that mean? And you know, it's really interesting because here it is, this song that made it all the way to the top charts, you know, twice in our human history. And it has this word in it that sort of nobody knows what it means, but they sing it and they know it, right? Did you ever ask what it meant? He goes, well, actually, Freddie wrote that song, that part of it. And he goes, goodness, no, we never questioned each other's lyrics. We just sang them. It worked tremendously well. It fit in and it sold 9 million copies in 6 months. Why would we ever care what it meant? Well, we kind of look it up. If you look up its history, it's an Italian word, which if you know Italian, commedia dell'arte. Fandango is a Spanish word. It actually means dancing. So what do these words mean in the end? Nobody knows. In the church, I believe sometimes we're guilty because we say a lot of things and we don't know what they mean. We talk about the word sacred. What does it mean to be holy? Presbyterians love to throw around the word predestination, right? But, you know, what does that mean? And there's a song we sing, and you may not even realize it, but we sing the word wert, W-E-R-T, wert, who wert and art and ever shall be. What does that mean? All these words that we don't know very well, what they mean, are part of our vocabulary. And I think stewardship is one of those words. I think if you said to your friends what stewardship meant to you, you'd probably say, oh, it's that time of year again where they ask for more what? Money. Yep. Every fall we come around and say, hey, give us your cash, give us your money, give us your devotion. And here's the problem with that. When we think stewardship is all about money, right? We have sort of a negative feeling about it. And with it comes guilt that weighs heavy on our hearts and we carry it as a burden, right? Because we have to give more and more. And sometimes money is precious to some of us. And that means more than we're able to do, stewardship. And I think some others of us who give every year and it's something we just do, we've kind of gotten callous about it. And it's just something that we just do and we don't really think about it. But I liked what Bruce said when he was up here, and I loved what all the people said when they spoke about a response and an investment. I think when we think of stewardship, and if we respond joyfully and gratefully, and if we respond because God has blessed us richly, and so we're coming back to say thank you, it should not carry with it a huge burden and weight. What does it mean to live out as Christ's witness? A lot of churches do things differently. If you join the Coral Ridge Presbyterian Church in Fort Lauderdale, when you come before them, you have to bring your tax records, and you have to bring your income statements, and they make you sign over 5% of your income and ask you to think about doing 10, and they take over your commitment, and they say, this is what God requires of you. So I talked to the session on Wednesday night, and we're going to do that now. You know, all of you are just kidding. There's another church actually in Chicago where when you come to the time of stewardship, you bring forward your pledge, and the pastor themselves actually and the session agree that for every dollar you give, that they will make sure out of the budget a dollar goes out to mission. It's called a responsive giving, right? And they do that whether you want it to or not. That's how it works. So if you don't give a lot of money, then half of it goes out into the community and half of it stays inside, and you don't really have a choice about it. I also know that if you happen to be Jewish, and this is something that is a different way of practicing religious experience. Do you guys know the rules, right? High holy days, okay, cost money. You have to pay for a seat to sit there in your pew. You can pay $600, you can pay $300, you can pay $250, and if you do not pay, you will not get a seat. So this year, Christmas Eve, once again, the session agreed, $600 a piece, or you don't get a seat here, right? I don't think that's gonna fly. What's beautiful about being Presbyterian is it's up to you what you give. You come in this place and you get all that we have to give. I give you everything I have to give. And you don't have to give a dime. You don't even have to join the church. And I'll come visit you in the hospital. I'll take care of your kids if you drop them off at my programs on Thursday night. And I'll cart you around. I'll do whatever you need. Right? You don't have to be a member. You are part of our church family. But one day, you're going to have to face God. And he's going to ask you what you did with all that he gave you. There's a lot of scriptures and story. There's a lot of passages of scripture that say this same story. And he'll say, hey, look, I gave you this. What did you do with it? Right? And I'm sure you know from the Bible, there's this parable where the guy says, oh, I buried it, Lord. Here it is. I saved it. Nothing happened to it. Right? And he's so proud of himself. Right? And what does the Lord say? He's mad at him. He says, you didn't invest it. You didn't give it away. You didn't use it for my glory. You buried it. What will you do with what God gave you? The other thing about being Presbyterian is it's between you and God. You don't have to bring your tax records to Tina and me and sit down and promise away your 5% or 10% or even be told how it will be spent. You can decide that too if you serve on the session or the finance committee. And years ago, in this little church that was just beginning in Acts, they were wonderful. There were these people that sold their houses. And they gave all the money to the church. They laid it at the apostles' feet and they said, use it for God's glory. My house means nothing without the church of God. My house means nothing without Jesus. Take what I have and use it for God. And they were of one heart and one soul. And I pray every day that we will be too, for now and forevermore. Amen.